Okay. This year, the beginning of the year, L'chol ha'pachas, we're discussing inyanim of shtaros. Reason I didn't begin with the shir klali and shtaros at the beginning of the year, for two. First of all, it's important to know all about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. Number two, I wanted people to get into it, because shtaros is a whole world, and to be able to feel exactly what a shtar is. So let's just begin. I want to give a general overview of shtaros, what shtaros are about, how they work, before we get into shtaros legabei masechta ksubos. The Torah talks about one type of a shtar. The shtar that's mentioned in the Torah is a get. The chotzav lo sefer krisus v'nosam b'yodo. That is a shtar that's mentioned explicitly in the Torah. The gzeirah shovah v'lo. We have another shtar in our Torah, which is a get shichrur of an eved k'nani. Now, there is a very fundamental difference between these two types of shtaros. A get isha is what we call a shtar iser. A woman is not the, besides what you read in stupid secular books, is not the property of the husband. Ein isha mamona shel baal. There's two types of kinyonim, a kinyon momen and a kinyon iser. Kinyon momen is I own a certain piece of property. I own this hat. It's a piece of property that belongs to me. Once property belongs to me, I can do with it what I want. And I can burn it. I can sell it. I can tear it to pieces. Do whatever I want. It's my property. I have full control over it. That is mammon. There is a king. That's a kinyan mammon. Kinyan iser. That means a certain halachic status that I create. I make that halachic status. I undo that halachic status, and that gives me. It's a kinyan that changes halachic status, either creates it or undoes it. And that gives me a certain sense of bialus over this halachic status. So the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ishisha." A husband does a ma'aseh kinyan, not to acquire his wife, but to create a shem eshes ish. Just as he is the one who does the ma'aseh kinyan to create the kinyan isra of eshes ish, so too. He does a ma'aseh kinyan, a kinyan shtar, to cancel out that kinyan iser. So the shtar there has nothing to do with mammon, the shtar iser. In eved k'nani, the adon has two types of ownership. It's two types of bialus on the eved k'nani. He has a kinyan mammon. And eved k'nani is his property, just like any other piece of property. On the other hand, he has a kinyan iser. That means an eved k'nani has a certain status. In Rambam's Lashon, Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Isurei Bia, Yotza Mechal Akum, he's no longer a non-Jew, L'chal Yisrael Lo Higia, but he's not a full Jew. He's chayiv and all the mitzvahs that a woman's chayiv on. And he has an in-between status. And he's mutter in certain things and also in certain things. It's a separate halachic status. In order, so when the adon gives him a get shichror, he's doing two things. He is giving up his kinyan mammon, and the eved k'nani is now totally a free man, midine mammon. And number two, he's canceling out his status as an Eved Knani. He's now a Ben Chorin. He has to go tefillin and mikveh to complete his geirus, to become a full Jew. Machlokas, whether that's a deraisa drabonon. This kinyan mamon and kinyan yisr. For instance, we paskin hamafkir avdo, let's say an adon is mafkir his Eved, yotzel lecheirus, so he cancels out his kinyan mamon, but tzorach get shichru, in order to cancel out the kinyan yisr, to remove the status of an Eved Knani, so he can now complete the geirus process, he still needs a get shichru. So a get shichru is generally a kinyan mamon plus a kinyan yisr. Sometimes it can be only a kinyan yisr. These are two types of shtaros that are mentioned in the Torah. In Psukim and Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah for Parshas Bahar, story about Yirmiyahu Anavi and Chanamo Bas Dodo, and Ben Dodo, that means his cousin Chanamel, and he had to buy a sode from Chanamel. And the Pasuk describes Seva HaMikne. Now, it's not 100% clear from the Pasuk whether we're talking about a Shtar Raya or Shtar Kinyan. In Dine Mominus and in Dine Yisr, the two aspects of a Shtar. It's a Shtar Kinyan and a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Kinyan is a Shtar that's exclusively for the purpose of making the Kinyan. A Shtar Raya is a Shtar that can be used as a Raya that the Kinyan happened. For instance, a woman gets divorced. So by handing the get to the woman, what happens? You cancel out her status as an Eishes Ish. She's now independent. If she wants to prove that she is no longer an Eishes Ish, after all, she has a Cheskas Eishes Ish. If she has a shtar, and she has a get with two Eidim signed on it, she now, that get now serves also as a shtar raya. Same thing is true about Sada. But here, in Gittin, there's only one way for a husband to cancel out the Eishes Ish. The Pasuk says, a chozer lo sefer grisus, v'no sam biyod. On the other hand, transferring property, in we're talking about karka, hanchosim mishne in kedushin of chavovim and aleph, there are three types of kinyan they can use to transfer real estate. Karka. Kesef shtar and chazok. Shtar is sometimes a shtar kinyan. But let's say you were kona in a different way, but you still need proof that you bought it. So there's a shtar raya. Sometimes a shtar kinyan becomes a shtar raya. Okay. Now, there is a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, and that's going to be very critical. Some of you may have already learned the Tosas, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Chof Amud Beis. Some haven't learned it. And that, the Gemara in Yevamos talks about that Al Pish Shnayim Oshlosh Shedim, Mi Piyam Velo Mi Piksovim. That the simple, it's talking about a person who's a mute, cannot talk. So, he cannot be, say, Eidus, because Eidus is from the mouths of Eidim, not from what they write. The simple pshat on that is, as Rashi in Chumash, where it says, Shelo yichtavu Eidusim v'shlach yichtavu bezdin. You can't write Eidus and send it to bezdin. What do you have to do? You have to say your Eidus Balpen Bez. All Rishonim Pe'achot interpret the Gemara that way, with the exception of Rabbeinu Tam, who says, no, But even Rabbi Tam says there's a difference between a shtar and an igeres. An igeres is, I write a letter to Beis Din, I saw X, Y, Z, this is what I saw, and this is what happened, and Beis Din sits in it, they decide to mekabel, they don't decide to mekabel, they decide to come in, they can say, fine, we accept the eders. Or not. That's an igeres. Only Rabbi Tam allow midoraisa and igeres. Other Rishonim say no, there's no such thing. Rashi and Chumash says, shall yichtuvu edus and yishlachu lebes. They can't write their edus and send it into Beis Din. Now, since this is so, all Rishonim had to come up with an understanding of there's a difference then between a shtar and an igeres. What is the halacha of a shtar? Reish Lakish is halacha. Eidim hachsum al ashtar nasa kamishin nechgurdusim bebezdin. So there is a type of you take something written on a piece of paper. So that was a problem that all Rishonim had to confront. In confronting that, the clearest statement of what is a shtar is Tosus daf chof amid beis and ksubis, edus b'chsav al pidas hamaschayev. If the two edim on their own see something, whether it is Uven Harag Shimon, whether it is Ruven Konesoda, whatever it is, and they send it to Beis Din on their own, and they do it as independent people, so then that's an igeres. But when it's authorized, and Tosis is very clear, Eidus b'chsav al pi dasa mischayef. If the one who is the dasa mischayef is the osa hashtar, what does it do? He authorizes it. And it's the one who sells the soda. Well, the dasa mischayef means the person who's out to lose by the deal. So the person who's selling his soda is out to lose his soda. He authorizes the edim to sign it, and then the shtar is delivered to the lokeach. So that is a shtar. And he now has a shtar that says that the soda belongs to me. If two edim had seen the kinyan and they send it in, it would be nigeris. That's a shtar. The one who has a slight disagreement with Tosus is Rabbeinu Yonah on Flama Test of Mem in Baba Basra. For those of you who learned Baba Basra last year, it says, Eidich Bichsav al pi Osa Hamaisa. What's the difference? That's very relevant to the Sugya in Subis Daf Yotel Samar Aleph. Ashtar Modah. What is Ashtar? Ashtar Modah or Ashtar Machah. Shtar Machor, the Tosis in Baba Basra, has a problem. Tosis Daf Mem Amud Aleph says, Machor Bifnei Shnayim, what happens? Someone is sitting on my Sode, and I know he's a goslin, and it's taking him a while to get him off, and he wants to be there 3 years. So I'm och in front of two edim, and I can tell them to write a shtar. Also, modo b'fnei shnayim, v'entzoch lomo ksov. So Tosus says, ayes not b'dasim eschayiv, it's mitpiyem v'lo mitpiksovam, shlomo takonos chachomim hi. Shehei choshev edus kedei levata al chazok kol duhu. Okay, and it's also in the case of Modor. On Daf Yutel Samar Aleph, we learned about Shtar Modor. Yutel Samar Aleph, Yutel Samar Beis. So we have, that's what Tosus says. If you take a look here in Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, the definition of Shtar is edus chsav al pi osa hamais. It's a slight variation with certain relevance to certain shtaros, but essentially what they all say is a shtar that the Edim independently write, that's an Egeris, which everyone, exception of Rabbeinu Tam, discounts. And what is it? And even Rabbeinu Tam distinguished between an Egeris and a shtar. A shtar has to be al pidas ha-mitzchayim, al pidas osa ha-mais. That's a shtar. And this is clear from everyone. And the shtar is unique. And shtar, once it has a din shtar, not a din Egeris, then we apply Reish Lakish's halacha that Eid Machsum al Ashtar Nasa Kamisha Nachkaru Dusim Bebestin. Doesn't require any act of Bestin. Egeris, according to Rabbeinu Tam, would, but this does not require any act of Bestin. Now, into this comes the Rambam with the famous Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Eidus, where he says, all Shtaros are Drabonim, because probably PM peaks off. So the Ramban jumps up and says from Mitzvahs, says, how can such a thing be? After all, I'll give you various cases that it's clear the rice. What happens? So in a get, this woman's an Eishes Ish. And she's Muchzik as an Eishes Ish. And she has a shtar in her hand signed by two Edim that she received this, and she has a get signed by two Edim in her hands. So now it's mutter for her to get married. How do you cancel midrabbanan? You cannot cancel out of cheskas eishes. More than that, he says. Not getting into the whole machlokas and the Gemara between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, Eidech Simikar, Seinim Tzirikar, and machlokas between Tosas and the Talmid Arif. But according to the Rambam, what happens if the husband gives a get? So he can give a get without unsigned, but in front of two Edim, that's Edim Tzirikar. And she's Megoreshes. But if it's not signed, then she's going to always have to carry around these two Edim to prove that she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. On the other hand, if they did sign it, she has proof in her hand. But the Rambam Al-Pi Arif says more than that, that if the husband has the get signed, he doesn't need two Edim seeing the Mesiris HaGet. Because it's signed by two Edim, and there's a halacha, Edim achsum ha-shtar nasa kemishtach gudzum bebezdin, so just delivering such a get cancels out the issues with the rice. He says, what do you see from that? You see from that, that a shtar has a din the rice. In addition, the question is, exactly how to interpret the psukim in Yirmiyahu, which we'll get to briefly. So, this kasha, obviously it's an exceedingly powerful kasha against the Rambam. So, various achronim had different ways of solving it for the Rambam. First in the Sivis, and then Reb Chaim gives it a much greater explanation, say there are two types of shtaros. What do you do? Let's take a look at the shtaros that we know are d'oraisa, and see what types of shtaros we know are d'oraisa, then see what the Rambam says in the shtar d'rabbanan. So we'll first begin to understand what type of shtaros we're talking about. So the two shtaros that are clearly min ha-Torah are a get isha and a get shichro. Sarah shava being, they're both shtarei kinyan. And not only are they shtarei kinyan, but when they are signed by two Edim, we can use the shtarei kinyan also as shtarei raya. However, the case the Rambam is talking about is when the shtar is only the raya and not the kinyan. And that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Let's say I sell a soda, sell a bias, and I make a kinyan kesef or chazaka, and then afterwards I write a shtar on it. That shtar, according to the Rambam, is a drabanan, and according to the Ramban, is a derais. This is where the basic machlokas is understood by Reb Chaim and the Nesivos. Reb Chaim has a whole arichus in the Sefer, per Gimel Hilchos Eidos, to try to show the rayas to the Rambam, and in the process raising problems in the Ramban. That's not exactly where we're going tonight. Maybe in the future. Have to come back to it. Now, a shtar is a very magical piece of paper. Very magical piece of paper. We have halacha, Eidim achsum al ashtar, nasa kemishi nech kedusim bebest. What does that mean? Someone shows up with a shtar. Maybe it's a good shtar, maybe it's a bad shtar. Halacha is that Eidim achsum al ashtar, the moment the person has a shtar. And it's signed. It's presumed to be good. And is a Hagodas Eidus. Now, about what is this Hagodas Eidus? If you take a look in the Gemara in Gittin, you have Gimel Amid Aleph. Gemara in Gittin, of Gimel Amid Aleph, says like this. That Kiyam Shtaris Nami Loli Boy, we shouldn't really need the whole process of Kiyam Shtaris. Why not? Kidresh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, Eidim Achsum al Ashtar Natsk Misha Udusim Bebezim. Rabbanon Hu Di Itzrich. And the Rabbanon say, Mid Rabbanon, we need Kiyam Shtaris. You have to validate that the signatures are proper. And this is obviously a very strange Gemara. Because if the Gemara had said, once I know that the Eidim are Eidim Kesherim, and we know that they actually signed it, then we can say the woman has a raya, she's Megureshes. The person has a raya, the Sada belongs to. Here, that's not what the Gemara is saying. We're saying a radical idea. How do I know these signatures are valid? The shtar is made about itself. Very strange halach. What is the shtar made? That a person comes in, piece of paper signed by two eidim. Maybe it's forged. Maybe two little children were playing and signed their names. Maybe, who knows what happened? No. The shtar is made about its own kashrus. And that's all included in the halacha of Resh Lakish, Eidim Achsum al Ashtar Nasa Kemishach. That's what the Gemara says. And that's a din doraisa. Rabbanan who did suchaki. And Rabbanan required ki. Now, in a get, it depends. Sometimes they required ki. Where did they require ki? In a get? In a get that's coming from Chutz Loretz. But in a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for ki. That means a woman shows up with a piece of paper, and it says, a get and signed by Avram ben Yitzchok Eid, Yaakov ben Uvein Eid. As far as Bezin's concerned, she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. She can get married. Hakol b'seif. How do we know it's a good shtar? Who's made that it's a good shtar? The shtar itself is made that it's a good shtar. That's what the Gemara says here in Gittin. And Rabbanan in get, the Rabbanan require kiyum in a certain case. That's the Mishnah here, get da bezin of aleph. Maybe get memdina said dayam, so shiyomu fanay nichtum fanay nichtum. It requires a get coming from medina sayam, from chutz loretz, to Eretz Yisrael, from chutz loretz to chutz loretz, from different, certain places in chutz loretz to other places in chutz loretz. That's not our inyan. That requires kiyum. But if a woman comes into a bez in Yerushalayim and it said that she got the get in Tel Aviv, no kiyum. Bezin can assume everything's kosher. That's the Gemara in Gittin. Then we have the Gemara in Ksubas. The Mishnah in Ksubas. Eidim say it's our signature. Now we're talking about kiyum shtaris. In shtari mamon, every shtar needs kiyum. Question is why? And here you have a major machlokas rishon. According to the Ramban, a shtar mamon without kiyum is a worthless piece of paper. He says it in two places. He says it in Bar Metzia, Daf Zayim Aleph. He says in Cheskas Abatim, Bar Barsha Daf Lam Gimel. Chaspa B'Yalma. Really? That is the Pashas of the Gemara in Bar Metzia Daf Zayim. Man Ash V'Lishtar, and the Gemara is talking about Modi B'Shtar Shekotso Tzorch L'Kaimo. It says, why? Modim shtar shekotso tzorach l'kaimo, man mashri l'hashtara, who turns the shtar, these eidim, and the heim omrim chas b'b'yama, pashas the Gemara, is without kiyum, it is just a worthless piece of paper. And the Ramban takes that Gemara with extreme literalness. That's one extreme. Other Rishonim say no. That's not the way it works. A shtar it's a good shtar, except Beis Din won't act on it, and there's certain limitations, which we'll see. Now we're talking about kiyum shtaros. Kiyum shtaros can be done in a variety of ways. The eidim themselves can be made about their signatures. The dasim is chayiv, the person who authorized that, can be made about their signatures. Or two other eidim can be made. We recognize these signatures as the signatures of Ploni and Ploni, and that's their authentic signature. Or Beis Din can take another shtar where these two people signed that went through the process of kiyum, and compare signatures and be Mekayim Ishtar. There are four ways you can be Mekayim Ishtar. Now, Mishnah is talking about being Mekayim Ishtar in a specific way. Eidim Sharmu Ksav Yodeinu Huzah, Avanusim Hoyinu, Ketanim Hoyinu, Psuleidus Hoyinu, Reilu Namonim. So, the Gemara raises a question. Miyesh Eidim, Sheksav Yodim, Oshuksav Yodim, Yotzim Okamach, if two other Eidim will say it is their signature, or we have, by comparing signatures, we'll say it's their signatures, Einen Nemon. Why not? So the Gemara says, a very interesting Gemara, Rami Bachoma. Begins with Kevin Shehigin. How can they say any Eidos? Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Chozer Magid. Now, what this halacha is, Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Chozer Magid, is, let's take the simple case. Two Eidim come and say, Ruven Harak Shimon. Beis Din cross examines them, makabel them, accept it. Okay, after that, Beis Din says, okay, Reuven's Chayim is. They say, no, we change our mind. Reuven lo harak shem. Kevin Shehigin Shuvin Chozer Magid. They can't go back. Now, where this comes from, so the Ritvin Ksubis and our Sugya has different Gzeiras HaKosos. It may come from the Gemara, never says where it's come to. What would be if we didn't have the Gzeiras HaKosos? So here, almost all Achronim say a very interesting thing. That means Kivega says it, Nesiva says it, Chaim says it. It will be tray and tray. It's as if two Eidim said one thing and two Eidim said the opposite. The Maram Shif said they could be oker the Eidus. They would undo the Eidus. And that depends how you learn Pshat here in the Sukkah. Reality, Rashi, in a number of places, indicates like the Maram Shif. The Rabbeinu Yonah, in our Suya, Yotesom, and Aleph, Yotesom, and Beis, when he talks in Baba Basra, is very clear, it would be tray and tray. In what case? Let's say to Adim, there's a shtar. About a shtar, we don't say Kevin Shikin Shuvein Chozer Magid. Because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, what is the halach of Kevin Shikin Shuvein Chozer Magid? That once Beis Din is Makabel Eidus from two Adim, they will no other Beis Din can ever be Makabel Eidus from them again. And if they do, it's not a Kabbalah Eidus. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, but what would be if there's two shtaros? If on Sunday there's a shtar that says one thing, and on Monday there's a shtar that says the opposite, you don't need a Kabbalah Seidus, and we don't apply the halacha of Kevin Shikin Shuvein Chozer Magid? So it would be Trey and Trey. Well, B'meshach HaZman, we'll see that how that works through our sugya. And that is follows the opinion in the Achronim of Rabbi Kiveger and Sivus and Rabbi Chaim. But the Gemara then says an interesting thing. Now what does that mean? That if two Edim come and say, when we sign the shtar, we were psulim for all sorts of reasons. No. The shtar says not only it's a valid signature, that is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but it says that they were ksherim. The shtar authorizes itself. And that is, you have a Haggadah Eidus in the shtar about the Kasher and shtar in a full and complete way. And all that is included in Reish Lakish Halach. More than that, let's say a woman has a get in her hand, signed by two Edim. And so she's Megureshes. A woman here in Yerushalayim shows up to Beis Din, I want to get married. Were you married? Yeah, here's my get. Sign, where'd you get it? In Tel Aviv. It says in the get, it was administered in Tel Aviv. Midraisa, midrabana, doesn't require a key. But how do we know that all the technical dine gittin were fulfilled? In a get, it has to go from the husband's hand to the wife's hand. Can't put it down on the table and have her pick it up. The Edim didn't see anything. When did the Edim sign? The Edim sign before anything happens. There is a get. They sign. The husband hands the signed document to the woman. It's in her hands now. So there are 20 different things that could have gone wrong. He has to say, Hagiteich. He can't be Kligitech Malgavre Kark. He can't tell her to pick it up off the table. All sorts of halachas. So what is the shtar made? The shtar is made not only on the kashrus hashtar. The shtar is made that the entire process was done completely, totally correctly. I said it's a very magical piece of paper. And if you want to invalidate something, you have to somehow undo the shtar. But as it is, that's what the shtar is. Now, shtar needs kiyum. So this is just a total background of how a shtar works and what's a shtar about. And once a shtar is, if the Edim themselves want to contradict anything about the shtar, it's Chozer Maki. So let's say you have the following scenario. You have two Edim, sign a get. They give it to the husband. The husband puts it down on the table and the woman picks it up. So they have a shtar, she has a shtar in her and she's Megureshes. Now, these Edim say, wait, it's no good. So they say, we're going to run to Beis Din and tell them that the get was done improperly. And she says, I have a shtar, a get in my hand, it was done properly. They go running to Beis Din and say, Tligitech Megabai Karka. They said, no, Beis Din says, We have a Haggadah's Eidus of yours that it was delivered properly. It's Chozer Magen. And what happens if two other Eidim were in the room and come running to Bezin? It was Tligit Echma Gabakar. He put it down on the table. She picked it up. It's Trey Trey. Two against two. So the halacha of a shtar is a very powerful halacha. The shtar is made on every aspect of its own kashrus, the validity of the signature, the kashrus of the edim, and that everything was done properly. So therefore, if a malva has a shtar in his hands, and what does the shtar say? The shtar says there was a halvah. The lokeach has a shtar in his hands, and the shtar says there was a mechira. And all of a sudden, the two edim say, "No, it's a shtar amona, it's a shtar bazen." All the things. Wait a second. You have edus. There was a mechira. You have edus. There was. Everything went perfectly. So, if you have a shtar mekuyim, sav yadim yotzim machamach, it's all over. Nothing can happen. So what happens? A person has a shtar amona in his hand. He goes to Bezdin and gets a kiyum. How does he get kiyum? He has two other edims who made it on the kashrus of the chesimas. Ksav yadam yotzim mochamacha. So now he has absolute proof in his hand. There was a mechira, there was a halva, whatever the shtar has to say about it. So this halacha of Eidim Chsuma Hashtar Nashik Mishmachim Bezdin and Kiyam Shtaris is only Drabbanon. It's a very powerful halacha. But once the Shtar is Mekuyim, even with Drabbanon, you have 100% Eidus of what's in his hand. This is, now, these two Eidim are coming. So this, just to understand the scope of what a Shtar is all about and the power of a Shtar. Of course, it's based on chazakas. The Torah set it up in this way because once people realize about the power of shtars, if you're talking about who's allowed to sign in a shtar, is only a Jew who shomer Torah mitzvahs. Once a Jew who shomer Torah mitzvahs will know about the power of a shtar, he's going to be very careful about it and make sure that everything's done perfectly. But that's the background of the halacha. The reality of the halacha is a shtar is a very powerful weapon, and you, together with Reish Lakish's halacha, that it's made on its own kashrus, and the kashrus hashtar, and that the kashrus hamaisa, and everything was done perfectly and 100% al pidin, lefi kol hadeis v'kol hashitas. So once you have a shtar mekuyim in your hand, to undo it is going to be very, very difficult. And that's our sugya. Now, how to be Mekayim? Now, here the two Eidim coming to undo the shtar. They're trying to undo the shtar. The question is, when they're undoing the shtar, in the process of undoing the shtar, what gives them a right to do it? That's what the Mishnah and the Gemara is all about. And, okay, we'll meet some the next year. Well, we have to go to the United States in a few weeks. But the next year, we're just going to have a total view. The purpose of Sheikh Lali is once you've already gone through the sugya, to organize it, look at it from a total perspective.